word seem, that seems to be anointed. How many times have you seen people lay hands on folks and they recover? How many times have you ran into folks that can tell you about your past and you have never known them? The Bible of God said that gift and callings come without repentance. Do you know what that simply means? You don't have to live right to get that gift. All you have to do is be born. That's why Jesus went to Nicodemus and noticed this, because we preach this. We preach that Nicodemus asked Jesus. Nicodemus didn't ask Jesus nothing. When he came to Jesus, Jesus told Nicodemus, thou must be born again. You understand what I'm saying? Wish I had a little help in here. He said, thou must be born again.
There's evidence that we're running out of time.
Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
AAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. AAYT 88.1 FM.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Bill, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. I would like to thank all our supported ministries for their strong support. Victory Temple conducts services Monday night, intercessory prayer at 6:30 p.m., Bible class Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Saturday at 12:30 p.m., Outreach Ministry, 88.1 FM on your dial. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday School. And Sunday worship service at 12 p.m. until. Now let us go into Spirit-filled service for today.
If you are looking for a quality daycare facility in a Christian environment, then consider Victory Daycare Center. Victory Daycare is a Class A licensed facility located in Colfax, Louisiana. For more information, contact Sharon K. Veal, Director, at 318-627-2992 or 318-542-2303. If anyone is in need of prayer, you can contact Bishop David Veal by email at lowercase pb at bcoc1.org or by phone at 318-627-2992. All listeners interested in being a supported partner of this ministry can send contributions of any amount to Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible.
And God is a good God again today. I'm excited. You know I am to be here live in the studio. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's not forget tomorrow morning. That's right, 10 a.m. Sunday School. I call it high noon service at 12, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. I'm excited, amen, praise the Lord, to let you know today I will be here for 45 minutes on the airway today. That's right, 45 minutes. So you got me, amen, for 45 minutes today over the airway. Praise God. I'm excited about, amen, the little extended time for today, amen, so that I can be able, amen, praise the Lord, to preach, to teach, and to pray with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Behind the word. I'm so excited. Amen. Praise the Lord for what God is doing in the ministry. My shout out. Amen. To Brother Cole. Amen. Brother Kevin. Amen. Brother Robertson. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother T. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm giving a shout out to these men. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just want to give a shout, amen, to Sister Cora Jackson and Deacon Jackson there in Natchitoches. Amen. We praying for you. We believe in God for your speed of recovery. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just want to thank God for the Victory Temple family. Amen. For all the women that's gone for the week. Amen. We pray, God, that the Lord bring you back here safely on the dangerous highways. Amen. Byways and bridges. Amen. I'm excited, as I said, to be in the studio today. Amen. With a little bit more time. Amen. Praise God. And as you know, amen, we're working, amen, in our ministry to do different things. Hopefully coming the first of the year, amen, praise the Lord, we'll be able to be establishing some things, amen, praise the Lord, where will give us the leeway to do, amen, the things that we need to do here at the radio station, amen, also in the great city of Alexandria, Louisiana. My friend, today, I want you to know, amen, praise the Lord, that I've been talking last week. I talked about, amen, sin. And this morning, amen, there was a desire that came over my spirit. Amen. It was a weeping, amen, tight spirit. Amen. And in that particular weeping that came, amen, a wave of compassion. Amen, praise the Lord. And that wave of compassion was because I felt like Jesus, when he went up to the mountain and he looked down and he looked over the city of Jerusalem, and he shouted, "Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, amen, how long would I gather thee?" Amen, praise the Lord. As a hen that gather her chicks, he looked over, and I can imagine Jesus looking over the city, amen, praise the Lord, from the top of the hill. And he had the insight on how sinful and how corrupted the mind of the people were in the city of God. And this morning, that compassion hit me about how, amen, our churches have left holiness. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. How we have left holiness, amen, and gone on to establish our own ways. We have slapped God in the face, amen, with new teaching, new doctrines, amen, and forbidding the truth, forbidding sound doctrine, amen, forbidding to hold up the banner of holiness. And churches are falling now, amen, praise the Lord, into the realm of compromising, amen, to the intents there that you can't tell, amen, praise the Lord, the truth, amen, from falseness, because there's so much phoniness that is going on. There's so much imitation. And people that want to be saved, it's being messed up because they don't understand what is the truth anymore. When that used to be a standard with holiness, people would know that you are set apart for God. They would even respect you. Amen. I know, amen, praise the Lord, right there in Colfax, amen, I know, amen, people would respect the preacher. Amen, praise the Lord. When the preacher drive up, if they be drinking or whatever, they will respect them and try to hide it or something. Nowadays, there are demons out here that is so bold. Amen, praise the Lord. And that spirit, amen, of boldness from the devil have birthed itself into the mind and the desires of people that want to have a form of godliness and deny the power of God. But I'm reminded, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, "Except your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees," he says, "no way shall you enter into the kingdom of God." They say, but they don't do. A lot of us are gone like the children, amen, praise the Lord, of Eli's sons. You know, they're supposed to have burned the fat, amen, of the meat offering. Then they're supposed to have got their portion. But there's a spirit now that have got in the minds of people. Everybody wants to be in authority. Everybody wants to control that. Nobody wants to be pastored hardly anymore. People want to be able to see God in a way that God has not ordered. And that's how Eli's sons were. God had instructed him to warn his sons because they were not only just having the women in the doors of the church and what have you, they was messing up because they were also taking the best for themselves and leaving God on the back burner. It's supposed to burn the fat. Then after they did the work of God, then they're supposed to have got their portion. But people have these days built up such a sinful, selfish ambition. To now people that used to be holy, knew what prayer was like, knew what coming to church was, knew what fasting was like, knew what Bible class was like, they knew what Sunday school were. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now you got to find people. People are not conscious as they were anymore because, amen, they have clinged to 3 and 4 jobs. They are clinging to, amen, other stuff that have taken the place of God. Sin has taken them over. I heard a message last night that reminded me of something I preached years ago. And the message was, it was on sin. But it was on the book of John, the 8th chapter. And verse number 32, where it said, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not set you free, but make you free. And a lot of people are set free. They're not made free. They set free. And when you set free, you have no directions. You can sin like you wanna. You can do it like you wanna. When you establish your own going and forget about God, amen, you can do whatever you wanna do and call it right. And guess what, my friend? You can't offend it. That's right. You can defend it. Because you got your own mind, your own desires, your own will. God ain't no way in it. Romans the 6th chapter. Amen. Verse number 17 says to the church, that Paul talks to the church. He said, but God be thanked that ye were the servant of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Is in your heart. Sin is in your heart. That's why you keep doing it, because it's in your heart. You set free, you ain't made free. And I'll tell you the difference later on about being set and made free. Paul say, you have obeyed the form of doctrine, which is sin, is in your heart. And because it's in your heart, you have no desire of changing it. Because you're still set free. And when you're set free, you can be religious. You can tell a lie and don't You can tell a lie and it won't even bother you because it's in your heart. You can shack. You can fornicate. You can commit adultery. You can work witchcraft. You can steal from your own self. And it still doesn't matter because sin have you blind. And sin drags you through the mud. Paul said, but you have obeyed that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. And I looked at that. Spiritually speaking, many have followed that pattern of teaching. That's why we live in a world the way we, that's why we have the pornography. It's why you can go in certain places and prostitution is legalized and homosexuals are legalized and you got red street districts and you got, amen, whorehouses and you got, amen, all these different type of things because it's sin and nobody wants to respect God. And that's why we find a lot of our so-called preachers who haven't been endowed with the Holy Ghost. That's why we find them in the beds of adultery, the beds of fornication. And this is why we hire them. We hire them because we don't want somebody to make us free. We want somebody to preach to us that's going to set us free to continue to sin. It's a difference in being set free from sin and made free. Paul said, you've obeyed this form of doctrine. And it's spreading all over. We explored, look how they model little girls, 6, 7, and 8 years old, take them and paint them up like Jezebels and model them just for filthy lucre. We're living in a society that has forgotten God. And that's why Jeremiah said that hell is enlarging itself day after day because people love iniquity. They love sin. And this type of message that I'm preaching over the highway today, it don't set good with a lot of us because we figure we're not ready for change. But if you're going to see Jesus Christ and you're going to go to heaven, you're going to have to be made free. You're going to have to know the truth. And the truth is going to make you free. And how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless he be sent? How can you believe in him in whom you have not heard except you have a preacher? Got too many people that want to be chiefs and no Indians. God has an order. God ordained every human being to be pastored. And God has pastors to pastor you. And God told Peter, he said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Feed my lamb. Feed my sheep. Feed them. He wasn't talking about natural food. He was talking about spiritual food. Feed them my articles. Feed them my doctrine. Feed them the way that they should live. Paul says that from that form of doctrine is in your heart. And many people have patentized that. Patentized sin. And I'm gonna share this with you. Many of us have been taught to sin because our parents didn't do nothing but sin. And their lifestyle, the way they lived around you, fell off on you. And their lifestyle was a lifestyle of just sin. They played with God. They jumped from church to church. They did all kind of things that were contrary to sound doctrine, and we watched them. I thank God for my parents that they were godly. And we watch, a lot of us watch our parents sin. And because of that lifestyle rubbed off on you. Because they didn't know God. And because they didn't know God, they just birthed another generation of sin. And because you didn't know God, you birthed another generation of sin. Then because that generation didn't know God, they birthed another generation of sin. The seed is corrupt because of sin. And today, we think that there should be no commitment. It's strange to be committed to God. It's strange to spend 3 hours in church. It's strange to a lot of people to come to church 3 days out of a week. It's strange to the mind because you are carnal-minded, because you are natural-minded, and you cannot understand the spiritual things of God. It's the reason why you have, amen, offense in your heart against God. Strange. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth. And the truth, okay, shall make you free. Not set you free, my friend, but make. Making, that's a making, that's a molding, that's a shaping, that's things that God has to deliver you from, to bring you into his presence, that thing that you have to give up, that God is not pleased with, that is going on in your life. The making of God. God don't add sin to your life. I say God don't add sin to your life. My friend, God pull you out of the pit. How you little son, God pull you out of the pit. Apparently, many people have allowed or have never been made free because the trend is a continuation. It's a continuation. There's no difference. There's no difference. Amen. You cannot see the difference. You cannot see God in the generations. Sin mess your mind up. Let me show you how bad sin is. Amen. Sin mess your mind up to where you promote the styles in the attributes of the justice of sin. Amen. To the intense to where it makes you so ignorant of you even being a human, a decent human being. I was watching a couple of days ago. Matter of fact, just yesterday, I passed through this neighborhood, and as I passed through the neighborhood, I seen some young men that were walking. And we know people got what they call the jailhouse blues. And he was walking. His pants were bigger than his whole body. The shirt was bigger than the whole body. But right in the front, in the center, in his private area, he had balled his pants up, to hold his pants up, and walking down the street, throwing his hip from side to side. It's not the nature of a human being. That is the nature of a unclean spirit in society. Demons will possess your mind to continue to sin. I know y'all don't like this type of preaching. Sin is raging. That's what the Proverbs said. That's what the wise man says strong drinks are raging, sin is raging, strong drinks are raging, and many are being deceived thereby. There's a deception that is in the air that is pushing people back from God. I'm reminded of the 10 virgins. The Bible says all of them were virgins. And meaning that, amen, they were coming to the service. A lot of people go to church, but they ain't made free. They just set free. But those five that was wise, they were made free because they had what they needed. They had the oil. They had the oil. They had what it took. In the midst of trials, tribulation, persecution, famine, amen, prayers, or whatever, they had what it took because when Jesus came back, apparently they were ready to go because they stayed focused. That's a difference in being made free and set free, my friend. When you are set free, you continue to sin. And because you continue to sin, you're looking for forgiveness. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you're not ready to really be forgiven because you're not in the nature. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of true repentance. You're just sorry for the moment because you got caught. Y'all ain't helping me. Like a lot of the politicians, when they get caught in infidelity, they said, I'm sorry. They write a high sophisticated, amen, note with high, sophisticated words, amen, praise the Lord. And they think that because of the structure of the eloquency and they write logics and they write of expressions, amen, praise the Lord, with the material that they're putting out to other high vocabulary people that their sin had been forgiven. Forget about the damage. I just want you to just write this, but I have no mind to change what I'm doing. And that's how some of us are. We have became experts for sin to where we know how to tell a lie, but yet in your heart, you're not ready to be made free. You just got caught. You just got for that moment. And you're not ready to change. The Bible says, godly sorrow, worketh repentant, not to be, amen, amen, ashamed of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. The wages of sin, amen, praise the Lord, is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Scripture says, what shall we sin again? What shall we say? I believe it's Romans 6 and 1. What shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God knows how to deliver a person from sin. You're not going to get into heaven with sin in you. There's a lot of moral good people, just morally good. Some folk don't even drink, they don't smoke, they don't even put nothing against their body because, amen, they're just morally good. God bless your heart. You know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says if any man destroy it, him, God will destroy. And the reason why folk have emphysema and different other things is because they put stuff in their body to harm it. And it's sin. It's sin. That's all I'm saying. I'm an enforcer. Amen. Praise the Lord. For Jesus Christ. I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm not trying to say I'm holier than thou, but I'm trying to tell you that the reason why folk don't fear God no more, they're going to serve in sin. People used to fear God. Even when I was a child, people would fear God. Amen. Praise the Lord. People fear.